Following the order of Lord Brahma, all the Prachitas accepted the girl as their wife. From the womb of this girl, the son of Lord Brahma named Dakshya took birth. Dakshya had to take birth from the womb of Marisha due to his disobeying and disrespecting Lord Mahadev Shiva. Consequently, he had to give up his body twice. Please repeat responsibly after me. Following the order of Lord Brahma, all the Prachitas accepted the girl as their wife. From the womb of this girl, the son of Lord Brahma named Dakshya took birth. Dakshya had to take birth from the womb of Marisha due to his disrespecting and disobeying Lord Mahadev Shiva. Consequently, he had to give up his body twice. Parpat. In this connection, the word Mahat Avagyanat is significant. King Dakshya was the son of Lord Brahma. Therefore, in a previous birth, he was a Brahmana. But because of his behaving like a non-Brahmana, a Brahmana, by insulting or disrespecting Lord Mahadev, he had to take birth within the shimen of a Kshatriya. That is to say, he became the son of Prachitas. Not only that, but because of his disrespect and disrespecting Lord Shiva, he had to undergo the tribulation to take birth from within the womb of a woman. In the Dakshya Yajna arena, he was once killed by Lord Shiva's servant named Virabhadra. Because that was not sufficient, he again took birth from the womb of Marisha. At the end of the Dakshya Yajna and the disasters incidents there, Dakshya offered his prayer to Lord Shiva. Although he had to give up his body and take birth from the womb of a woman impregnated by the semen of a Kshatriya, he received all opulence by the grace of Lord Shiva. These are the subtle laws of material nature. Unfortunately, people in this modern age do not know how these laws are working. Having no knowledge of the eternity of the spirit soul and its transmigration, the people of the present age in the greatest ignorance. Because of this, it is said in Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, verse number 10, Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. The total population in this age of Kali Yuga is very bad, lazy, unfortunate and disturbed by material condition. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyuranmilitam Jena Tasme Sri Guravena Sri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guran Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tangshajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitancha Namaṁ Vishnu Pādāya Krishna Pishthāya Bhūtale Śrīmate Bhakti Swarūpa Damodara Swāmiti Nāmine Namo Sadu Bhakta Manaya Manipura Uddhavamacha Prabhupāda Lashtavāni Prachāra Niratāyata Namaṁ Vishnu Pādāya Krishna Pishthāya Bhūtale Śrīmate Bhakti Vedanta Swāmiti Nāmine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarane He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Shute Devi Pranamami Hare Pre Vancha Kalpastar Vhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vishnavi Vyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pravayate Krishnaya Krishna Jaitanya Namne Gurutvese Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shali Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare It is described in scripture that Yavat papaistu malinam hrudayam tavatevahi na sastra sadguru katha anek janma janita punyarashi phalam maha satsanga sastra shavana prema abhijayate Yavat papaistu malinam Hrudayam tavatevahi. So long one is engaged in sinful activity, his heart will be full of dust. Yavat papistha malinam hrudayam tavatevahi. In that time he cannot hear the glories of Supreme Lord, such as Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Vedic literatures. And he cannot listen the word of Sadhu Guru Acharya. But, Yavat papishta malinam hrudayam tavatevahi na sastra sadguru katha Anek janma janita punya rashi phalam mahat satsanga sastra shravana premabhijayate But the person who has accumulated his pious activity in many lifetimes, this is a huge amount of pious activity. By dint of this, he becomes attracted towards the Vedic literature. He becomes inclined to associate with the devotees, hearing Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, all scriptures. And he wants to listen from devotees, Sadhu Guru Acharya. So here we see all these devotees assembled here. And everybody are eager to listen Srimad Bhagavatam without discriminating the scripture, who is speaking, is eligible or not eligible, qualified or not qualified. It indicates that you have love and towards Krishna. This is Krishna's message, Srimad Bhagavatam. So you are trying to listen this. So anyway, you have given me opportunity to speak on Bhagavatam. Please bless me with your causeless mercy and pray to Sri Radhara Srihari Lalita Vishaka, Sri Gaur Nitai and Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, so that I will be eligible to speak as per God's message, what He has spoken, and His pure devotee for purification of my heart and pleasing for devotees. Hare Krishna. This is very nice verse. In this verse, Prabhupada is explaining that first I'll start from purport, end of the purport. In end of the purport, Prabhupada says, these are the subtle laws of material nature. Unfortunately, people in this modern age do not know how these laws are working. So this is our stage in this modern society, modern age of Kali. We don't know what should be done and what should not. Having no knowledge of the eternity of the spirit soul and its transmigration, the people of the present age is in the greatest ignorance. We are in ignorance, tamagun. And we don't know, it is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, verse number 24. Tasma sastram pramanante karja karja vivasthito jnata sastra vidhanuktam karma kartam yaharshi. Tasma sastram pramanante. As per proof described in scriptures, Vedic literature, tasma sastram pramanante karja karja vyavasthito. In scripture it is mentioned what should be done and what should not. So knowing well all this thing, one should work. Jnato sastra vidhanantam karma kartam iharshi. One has to understand this thing. One must understand this Vedic literature. If someone will ignore this thing, then he has to suffer and he cannot elevate his life. In 23rd, that before this verse, Lord says, na sastra ja sastram vidhim auscharya vartate kamakarat na sasiddhim na vapnati na sukham na paramgati. If you will not try to understand this Vedic literature, then what will happen? The sastra vidhim auscharya vartate kamakarat. Simply as per our mind and our rascal friends instruction, if it will work, then Shastra Vidhimashtra Bhartati Kama Karata Nasa Siddhim will not get perfection. Navapnati Na Sukham Na Paramgati. We cannot get happiness and what to speak achieving higher planet or taking bath in material world and becoming devotee, all this thing. So, ignorance is no excuse. In Prabhupada, Wednesday lecture also was saying that Professor Pratap, maybe some famous professor, university professor, but he does not know that spirit soul is exist. Spirit soul is there. So we are learning from such kind of person. So one has to understand all these things. If he will not understand, then he will suffer in this material world. Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathareshayanam. So in this way, as Bhagavatam it is mentioned, the total population in the age of Kali Yuga is very bad, lazy, unfortunate and disturbed by material condition and misguided also. So in this condition, we have to learn the perfect knowledge from this Vedic literature, such as Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like example, a dog, if he will go on the street without without knowing or without following the traffic's rule, if he will go, there is no problem, nobody will oppose him, because he is animal. But if a person will come from village and he does not know, because he is from village, in general village there is no red light. So if he will go here and there without knowing this thing, then what will happen to him? He will suffer. He may get accident or he will be captured by police. This is our situation. Without knowing the scriptures well, if it will work, then we have to suffer only. This is our first point of discussion. And Prabhupada writes, the word Mahatavagyanat is significant. King Dakshya was the son of Lord Brahma. Therefore, in a previous birth, he was a Brahmana. But because of his behaving like a non-Brahmana, a-Brahmana, by insulting or disrespecting Lord Mahadeva, he had to take birth within the semen of a Kshatriya. You see here, such a famous personality, Dakshya, who has taken birth from Lord Brahma without mother, without undergoing the womb of mother. Entering womb of mother means lot of suffering. He has to enter that womb which is the container of stool and urine and germs. Many kinds of bacteria are there. And that is tight bag. Can you imagine how much suffering? So, this Brahmana, he was Brahmana, but he acted as a Brahmana, non-Brahmana. That is, he insulted to Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiva. What had happened, we'll read from purport. That is to say, he became the son of Prachitas. Not only that, but because of his disrespecting Lord Shiva, he had to undergo the tribulation of taking bath from within the womb of a woman. Then he enters into the womb of a woman. That is Kshatriya. In the Dakshya Yagya arena, he was once killed by Lord Shiva's servant, Virabhadra. Because that was not sufficient, he again took birth from the womb of Marisa. First he being killed, then again took birth. At the end of Dakshya Yagya and the disaster incident there, Dakshya offered his prayer to Lord Shiva. Although he had to give up his body to take birth from the womb of a woman impregnated by the semen of a Kshatriya, he received all opulences. Opulence by the grace of Lord Shiva. So here two things are there. First, Prabhupada has described that by disrespecting or disobeying the great personality such as Mahadeva, he suffered. And another point Prabhupada is mentioning here, why satisfying such exalted soul, he achieved his desired success. So first we'll discuss disobeying or disrespecting the great personality from Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 10, verse number 16. Here, Rahugana is a king. Some may not know, so I am mentioning little bit. Rahugana was a king, famous king. Once he disrespected great personality who was Jad Bharat, Bharat Maharaj. He became later a Brahmana known as Jad Bharat. He was acting a dumb. He was not attacking with anyone. So his name was Jad Bharat. So he was acting in such a way that people were thinking he is a bogus, foolish man. In this way, King Rahugana's servants also thought this is foolish person. Let us engage him for our work. And they brought Jad Bharat for carrying palanquin of King Rahugana. And during that time, Jad Bharat spoke something. Because the king disrespected. He spoke something because he wanted to bless that king. He wanted welfare of that king. After understanding Jad Bharat is a great personality and he is disrespecting towards him, King Rahugana immediately took shelter under the lotus feet of Jad Bharat. Then what he says here, O Brahmana, you appear to be moving in this world very much covered and unknown to others. Who are you? Are you a learned Brahmana and saintly person? I see that you are wearing a sacred thread. Are you one of these exalted, liberated saints such as Dattatreya and other highly advanced learned scholars? May I ask whose disciple you are? Where do you live? Why have you come to this place? Is your mission is coming here to do good for us? Please let me know who you are. My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra. Please listen carefully, attentively. My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine, piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I do not care about the punishment of Jamaraj, the superintendent of death. Nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kubera. Yet I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I am very much afraid of this. Actually, Rahugana knew the scriptures. Being a Kshatriya, It is naturally become passionate, and he chastised Bharat Maharaj. But when he understood, as soon as Jadabharat spoke something, he understood, yes, this is great personality. Then he feared, I am very much afraid of this, offending a Brahmana. But he don't care all this, like thunderbolt and piercing and trident, all this thing. Because why this thing? Only one lifetime one has to suffer. But by offending a Vaishnava or a great personality, he has to be bereft from his devotional service. Krishna will kick away. So he is afraid of this. We must afraid of this, offending a Vaishnava. Now we see offending a Vaishnava, Lord, offending a Vaishnava, specially Dakya offended Lord Shiva, so he took vat twice. Yeah, he took vat once and once killed. This punishment he got, but he pleased. Then he pleased Lord Shiva by offering prayers. By doing this work, he got his opulences. He became very powerful. And he created 10,000 sun first, then 1,000, then all the daughters. He gave to different demigod sages, and from whom this living entity comes. Now we will see again Lord Vishnu instruction, something I will tell, why disobeying Ambarish Maharaj. Durvasa Muni offended to Durvasa Muni offended towards Ambarish Maharaj. And then he went, when he offended Ambarish Maharaj, immediately Sudarshan came and chased him. Sudarshan was chasing Ambarish Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj was fleeing. He went Kailash. He went Brahmaloka. First he took shelter of Lord Brahma. Then Lord Brahma told, I cannot do work against Lord Krishna. Then he went to Lord Shiva. He also told, it is not in my jurisdiction, go away. Then he went to Vaikuntha. You see, such a yogi who has power to enter the Vaikuntha, still he has to suffer. So he took shelter of Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Vishnu replied him, what should be done after offending a Vaishnava? O Brahmana, Lord Vishnu is instructing to Durvasa Muni, O Brahmana, let me now advise you for your own protection. Please hear from me. By offending Maharaja Ambarisha, you have acted with self-envy. Therefore, you should go to him immediately, without a moment's delay. One so-called prowess, when employed against a devotee, certainly harms he who employs it. Thus, it is the subject, not the object, who is harmed. Very important point. One's so-called prowess, when employed against the devotee certainly harms he who employs it. Thus, it is the subject, not the object, who is harmed. So, when we are disrespecting or offending a great personality, then we are doing harm towards us. This personality, they are loving devotees of the Lord. And by the grace of Lord, no one can do harm towards them. Because the Lord wants to serve them. He tries in various ways how to please the devotee. So who can do harm towards devotee? Not knowing these signs, when one do this kind of work, then he harm himself. Again, Lord Vishnu says, for a Brahmana, austerity and learning are certainly auspicious, but when acquired by a person who is not gentle, such austerity and learning are most dangerous. We may get famous in material, our power and process. Such as M.Tech and something and great philosophers, anything. It is dangerous. He has to be gentle. Main thing is that. Again he said, oh, best of Brahmanas, you should therefore go immediately to King Ambarisha, the son of Maharaj Navaga. I wish you all good fortune. If you can satisfy Maharaj Ambarisha, then there will be peace for you. So this is the formula given by Lord Vishnu. And Narottam Das Thakur also says in song. So if we'll offend a Vaishnava and will take shelter of Vishnu, then he will never give his blessings. So this is the blessings of Lord Vishnu towards Durvasa. What is that blessings? Go to that Vaishnava. This knowledge Lord is giving. So one has to understand. And if we have offended Vaishnava's great personality, we have to take shelter. And we should try to please him. That is our good fortune. This is the word of Lord Vishnu. Then point is that when one is offending, then this kind of horrible position is coming, situation is coming. Why this is happening? Let us discuss on this matter. Lord Vishnu says, in this regard only, first when Durvasa came and took shelter unto Lord Vishnu, he replied, aham bhakta paradhina. He was asvatantra ivadvija sadhu irgrasta hrudayo bhakta irbhakta janapriya. The Supreme Personality of God had said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. I am not at all independent, because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only within the core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. So, you'll see in Bhagavatam, first verse, Vyasadev says that Lord is independent, Swaraj. But here Lord himself saying, I am independent. What does it mean? He is independent, no doubt. But because of his love, because of his love towards his devotees, he becomes dependent. Just like Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was serving in this way. And what to speak there? Here you see, Lazarus Bihar is dependent upon Ramarup Prabhu and Jadupati Prabhu, all those pujaris. If they will not give prasadam, then he will fast. So he is dependent upon his devotee. If devotee will rest, devotee will give him, okay, you sleep now, he will take rest. This is the mercy of Lord. He don't want to control his devotee. He wants to defend upon his devotee. And he sits only within the core of his heart. So such a dear his devotee. Again he says, O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons, from whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulence. So you see, God is great. Everyone knows this. Bhagavan bada hai. And he has six opulences. He can enjoy anywhere. But where is here he says, without saintly person, from whom I am the only destination, jiska lakhya hai Bhagavan ko prapt karna. Such person, if saintly person is not there, then he don't desire to enjoy. That means he wants to enjoy with his devotees. When Krishna comes, not alone comes. He comes with his devotees. Wherever Lord stays, with his devotees. Again he says, since pure devotees give up their home, wife, children, relatives, righteous, and even their lives, simply to serve me, without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? Here, Lord is feeling himself indebted towards his devotee. Main runi hoon logon se. Why? Because he has given up their home, wives, children, relatives, righteous, and even their life, simply to serve me. Only for serving Krishna here, they have left everything. All devotees are also here. They can understand who has given everything. Then you see that whenever something is offered to Lord Vishnu, that immediately he gives reward. If he has given some small thing, then he will give in 1,000,000,000 times. But the person who has given up his their wives, homes, children, relatives, righteous, and even their life, what Lord will do? He cannot give up his relatives. So Lord feel himself indebted towards such a devotee. How can I give up such devotees at any time? So Lord wants to stay always with such kind of devotee. Again he says, a chaste woman bring their gentle husbands under control by service. The pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart, bring me under their full control. Just see an example here, Lord is giving woman, just wife. Not like this court marriage. Previously, boy and girl, they don't know each other. But by arrangement of their father, they becomes united. And the chaste woman only by service, she brings her control unto his husband. Not by giving order or giving money or going to office and paying salary. Only by service. So this is the important point. Devotee has to serve Lord, and those devotee who is serving lovingly, so Lord becomes fully controlled. As just wife bring their gentle husband. Again he says, my devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in the four principles of liberation, such as Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya and Shasti. Although these are automatically achieved by their service, what then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary system? That means devotee don't want accept service unto the lotus feet. Then at last, Lord Vishnu is replying as a last message. Sadhava hridayam hum sadhunam hridayam tuham matanyatyamayanante naham tebhyamanakate. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anything else but them. So, sadhava hrudaya mahyam, just for understanding this, hrudaya means mother, when feels his child is in danger, then sometimes he becomes heart attack because of her love. Just example, when Krishna was in the grip of serpent Kalia, mother Yashoda, as soon as she saw, she fainted, unconscious, because she feels her heart is Krishna. So, sadhava hrudayam, devotees are heart of Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu is the heart of devotee. So, such kind of this is a relationship with devotees, pure devotees, and Lord Vishnu. So, now you see our practical situation. Supreme Lord is such merciful towards us that He has bestowed such a society, this ISKCON society. We are staying here, we are associating with the devotees, we have opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Supreme Lord from elevated soul. And we have opportunity to serve the Lordship, Shishi Radharas Vihari, Lalita Vishakha, Shishi Gaur Netai, Sitaram Larsan Hanuman. All these things are available, we have. But now you see,
Have you intense desire to serve Lord Sita Radharas Bihari? We have to see ourselves. Have we intense desire to chant purely, pure holiness? Have we inclined to serve the devotees? Have we inclined to associate with devotees of the Lord? Have we inclined to hear the message of Supreme Lord Srimad Bhagavatam? We have to see ourselves. It is not. Because we are not sincere of this thing. And we don't have that qualities. What is that quality? We'll discuss. Especially, actually time is going to hours. So, may I take 5 minutes, Ravi? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in Sikhyashtakam, Nada, what is second verse? Naam naam kari bahudha nijasarva shakti tatrarpitanya mita smaranina kala etadrushita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdiva midrushamihajani nanuraga. Lord Himself came in the form of devotee to teach His message, such as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And He not only teaching, He is filling Himself with the emotion of the greatest devotee, topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. Naam naam kari bahudha nija sarva shakti. This holy name You have given to me, which has all the powers. There is no distinction between Supreme Lord and His holy name. He is as powerful as Lord. That holy name He has given without discriminating. Any moment, anywhere, any time you can chant. But problem is where? I don't have attachment to this. Lord Himself healing. Then you see us. So, for this, another verse He says, in third verse, how to become qualified to get these powers, to chant always. Trinadati sunichena taruriva sahishnuna avani namanadena kirtane asadahare. Trunadati shunichena. One has to think himself lower than the straw in the street. Taruriva saishnana, and one has to tolerate as tree. So I am not going to explain, just to simplify. So this is the qualification. So how we can achieve this qualification? This qualification we can achieve by the mercy of Sadhu Guru. So I'll end with the Saranagati prayer of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krupa Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karai Dashe Tranapekhyati Hina Shakala Sahane Baladiya Kara Nijaman Espriya Hina Shakale Sanvana Karite Shakati Dehanatha Jatha Jatha Tavita Gaiva Harinama Sukhe Aparada Have Hata. Let me read the translation also. The first Kripabindu diya karai dashe tranapekhya hati ati hina shakala sahane baladiya kara nijamanishpriya hina. Gurudev, by a drop of your mercy, make this servant of your more humble than a blade of grass. Give me strength to bear all trials and troubles, and free me from all desires of personal honors. In second verse, Shakale Sanmane Karite Shakati Dehanath Jatha Jatha Tadita Gaiva Harinam Sukhe Aparad Habeyata. This Aparad, when it will finished, this is the point. When will get the power to give respect to others without demanding respect from others? So, O Lord and Master, invite me with the power of properly honor all living beings. Only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy and will all my offenses cease. Kabe hena kripa labhiya ijana kritartha haive natha shakti buddhi hena ami ati dina karamore atma shada. Kabe hena kripa labhiya ijana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is waiting when that time will come, that mercy of Gurudev will come. That is that mercy. He will become humble. Kritartha, by getting this mercy, I will become satisfied. Kritartha. Sakti buddhi hina ame ati dina karam ori atma shatha. I don't have energy. I don't have intelligence. I am a poor person. By your mercy only, make me self-realized. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi paye tumar karuna sar. Karuna nahile kandya kandya pranan rakhibar. This is the very important last verse. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is feeling by own effort we cannot achieve this quality. It is impossible. It is only by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnava Thakur, devotees of the Lord. So he is feeling, I don't have this qualification, such great personality, you see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, famous in all aspects, in material and spiritual aspects, you see. He is feeling, yogyata vichare kichu nahi paye. I don't have qualification. Tumar karuna sar. Only meaningful thing is that your mercy. Karuna nahaile kandya kandya pranana rakhivar. Then another point comes. When this mercy will come? When person feels without this mercy of Lord, I am going to die. I cannot live. Actually, life is a devotional service. If we are not in devotional service, then we are dead. We are decorating our dead body. So, to get pure devotion, we have to pray unto the lotus feet of Gurudev and Vaishnava Thakur. How? Kandya, kandya, karuna nahaile, kandya, kandya, pranana rakhivahar. Without devotion, this life is useless. Let me commit suicide. So this is the point. So, in summary, I will tell again. First, we discussed the present situation in the society. Then again, we went to what is the result for disobeying great personality. Later, we understood how much relationship with devotee and Supreme Lord, and why pleasing a devotee we get all our good fortune. All this today we have discussed. Thank you very much for giving me opportunity to speak Bhagavatam, to render the service for my purification. And I am sorry, please forgive me, I don't have time to give question answer time. Please forgive me. Grantharasyan Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samadeta Bhakta Vrinda ki. If you have question, then personally you can meet. Hare Krishna.